A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to the words of mine and acts on them will be like the wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been built solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like the fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, children. Good morning, children. Do you know Jesus loves you? Do you also love Jesus? Do you know that song? Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Can we say the last part? Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. He says to us in the gospel, not all those who say to me, "Lord, Lord," actually love me. Only those who by their action, can say they love me. It is not by our lips, through our lips, that we can prove that we love Jesus. It is through our action. And that's exactly what he did by dying on the cross, to say, "I love you." When he stretched out his hands, he says, "I love you." He loves me. He loves you. Are you loving him back? Are you loving him in return? Do you pick up fights in class? Do you? When you're playing, I see you playing, learning how to play baseball and basketball. Do you pick up fight with your friend, with your classmate? Do you listen to your teacher when they are teaching? You have to give back your attention to them when they teach you. It is by your action that we know if you are doing great or not. So when you go back home today, or when you go to the classroom, when someone tries to make you angry, say, "I love you." Don't do this. Jesus loves you. Jesus will not be happy if you do this. This is how we begin to tell one another to be open to love. Today we celebrate St. John Damascene. He lived and died more than 600 years after Jesus. 600 years, that's a long time. He was born in a Muslim-dominated city. They were not Christians, but he was able to live through it. He lived through it. And one of the two things he's known for, you know, the statues and the pictures, holy pictures, there are those they call iconoclasts. They say these are idolatry. When you look at pictures, it is not godly. It is a sin. He was the one that defended the church. Just like you have the picture of your mother, of your father, and you look at it, it's not a sin. You are not worshiping them. You are always appreciative of God's work in them. These are ways he defended the holy pictures, the holy statues that we have. He was the one that stood up for it. They wanted to remove it from the church. And the second thing he did was to preach so many homilies on our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother is special. Imagine when she was pregnant, when she had the baby in her womb. And who is that baby in her womb, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary? Who is that baby? Jesus. God. Imagine the numerous angels that surrounded her because they were protecting her and the baby. So Mary, when she was pregnant, must have been surrounded by, you know, millions and billions of angels protecting God in the womb of her Blessed Mother. That is how special our Blessed Mother is. These and many more are the ways he showed that he loved God, not just by his lips, but he loved God to the fullest. So do you love Jesus? Do you still love Jesus? Do you still want to talk to people about Jesus? And through your action, would people know that you love Jesus? That is the question. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. One more time. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me